Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Petterzoga.
And we are so excited to kick off the Master Gardener class. We have the 22 intern class that just started a couple of weeks ago. But if you are disappointed that you missed the deadline and the kickoff to the class, there's still an opportunity for you to learn about home gardening in El Paso. And we're excited to be able to bring to you all once again the class entitled Home Gardening in El Paso, taught at EPCC by the Master Gardeners Speakers Bureau. And I know that Jan, you are a famous speaker out there and you usually finish up the series of classes.
Yes, and I don't know about famous, but I usually wrap it up with container gardening.
Oh, there you go. So it's an 8-series class and it's held every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 12:30 at the Valle Verde campus. All your registration is done through EPCC, but if you want a shortcut to that, I suggest you visit our Master Gardener homepage. It's all the information's on there. The link is on there to register. So visit txmg.org/El Paso to make sure that you get into the fall Home Gardening in El Paso class at EPCC Continuing Education. Great way to be able to learn about gardening without the volunteer commitment.
And I think it's also on our Facebook page, Denise, El Paso Master Gardeners. So there's a link to that. And go ahead and get registered. And I believe there's a limitation this year of 8 people in the class. So get signed up early. We have a really good time. It's very relaxing and fun.
Exactly. So you learn all the basics on home gardening in El Paso, for El Pasoans, by El Pasoans. But on today's show, we're really excited because we have a specialty master gardener with us, Miss Helen Abrish, who is joining us today to talk all about late summer iris care. Welcome, Helen.
Hi, Denise and Jan. It's great to be here.
Helen is definitely, she's a great master gardener. She's really in tune with all of the projects and the programs that master gardeners do throughout the community. But she has her own secret power because she is our go-to person when it comes to iris care. And Helen has been a part of the Mesilla Valley Iris Society. She continues to be the part of the Aerial Society International as well. So she knows everything about growing iris in our area. And we're really excited for you to be here today because we would like for you to help us share this important information to our listeners on what we need to do if we have iris growing in our backyard, because it's a great time to do something to multiply your efforts, right?
That's right. That's right. Right now, August to September is a great time to dig your iris. Usually you dig your iris because you've had a poor bloom season in the spring. And you'll notice that you have one or two blooms instead of 20. And your rhizomes, iris are called rhizomes. They grow from rhizomes, not from bulbs. Your rhizomes will be overcrowded and they'll be small and your patch doesn't look very well. So now's the time to start digging them and separating them and replanting them for great spring bloom.
So our iris rhizomes are like the underground, like little fingers and roots, right? So we aren't going to see them on top. We're going to see just the fans on top, right? So we're going to divide them underground. So how do we do that and not be afraid of killing our plants?
Well, iris are pretty forgiving. And actually, you can dig them at any time of year if you need to. But they're pretty forgiving in when you do it. So you would get a pitchfork and lift them. Try to not fork the rhizome itself, but try to lift the clump up. And then from there, you can get a shovel to cut the roots. The roots are actually coming out of the bottom of the rhizome. The rhizome looks like a big potato, and that's for storage of nutrients and for storage of the next year's bloom. So you've got to make sure that you don't really damage the rhizome part. The roots can be chopped up because you're going to have new roots coming when you after you've divided your iris.
Okay, so then if my rhizomes are growing long ways and our roots are growing down, right?
Right,
so
that's
where
correct.
Do we chop?
Iris grow horizontally and not vertically. They are not going to grow down. You're going to have your iris planted at about a depth of 1.5 to 1 inch, and that's all. And so when you bring those rhizomes out, you'll see the divisions of the different rhizomes. They'll be a narrowing part where you can see that's another part of the rhizome. And you'll want to pick big rhizomes. You want the bigger ones with the fans intact so that you can have a healthy start for bloom next year. The part of the rhizomes that have no fans will probably grow if they have some growing points on them, but they won't produce iris flowers next year. You'll have to wait maybe 2 to 3 years. So that's why you want to pick great big rhizomes with nice looking fans.
Helen, don't they almost, my simplified thoughts of things, that almost looks like knuckles once you dig them up. And it's like there's this separation. And I noticed, I watched you just kind of cut them there and popped mm-hmm. them off and left that good healthy part, cut off the roots, and away you went with, you called it the heel and the toe of the rhizome.
That's right.
Well, yeah, tell us about that.
That's right. The heel of the rhizome is where the fan is, and that's usually where the growth goes out from, and also along the sides. The toe, which is the other, if you think of a shoe, the heel and then the toe, the narrower part of the toe is where the iris has already been. And so you don't really plant for that part of the iris, you plant for the back part of it. And so if you are going to plant your rhizome in a bed, you would plant it towards the front of the bed with the heel going backwards. Does that make sense? Where it would go towards the wall, your fan would be pointing outwards, but the heel would be going towards the wall. Okay. It's hard to do this when you don't have an iris to show you, but
it's a challenge of being on the radio, right? Yeah. So we have the imagery that we have to just create for the viewers.
Right.
And the listeners.
So,
well, and when you talked to us the other day, I liked the way you talked about, like, say you're planting them in a container even, which you could do, but it's like a little circle with all these toes that are pointing towards one another. And
that's
then
right.
The heels packing,
going out into the container itself. That's right.
It was very interesting.
That's right. They call that toe to toe. And you can put three iris in a, I don't know, about a 12 inch pot, toe to toe and in the middle of the pot. And then they will grow outwards. You'll have a really nice clump. Or you can also plant them in a flower bed like that, toe to toe, to make a good instant clump. But if you have different colors or different varieties of iris, not to plant them too close together, because they will overgrow each other and you won't know who's who as far as the colors or the varieties. So a lot of times people will say, well, I planted blue ones and I planted white ones, and then I had purple ones come up. Where did that, they turn purple. Well, they can't really turn purple. But what you might have is a bee pod. Your white one, a bee started with the white, got some pollen and put it on the blue one. And then you have seeds going into the ground and you've got purple ones coming up. So just be sure that you label and separate them far enough apart so they don't overgrow each other. That's right. And the fan is what you have most of the year, so you want to make sure that you maintain it and remove the damaged leaves, the dead leaves. You don't want to put a lot of energy into the fan, so that when you feed your iris, you need to make sure that you have a nutritional value of less nitrogen Right. Nitrogen makes the leaves. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have a real high nitrogen number. You want the middle number for the NPK. Do you want to just
You're doing good.
Okay, so NPK means nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And the N is for nitrogen. That's for leaves. And leaf production is something that you don't want a lot of energy of the plant going into. Phosphorus, which is the next one, that's for your bloom. And you want that number to be high on your spectrum. And then the last one is potassium. And that one, you can also have a little bit higher than the nitrogen, but we definitely want to have a low nitrogen value with high phosphorus and potassium if necessary. So yeah, I would say like a 6-10-10, or a lot of times it'll be like a 54 in the middle for that phosphorus number. And so as long as you do that, that should be a good food for your iris.
And that's a great point that you made, because a lot of questions that we get from the help desk are people having a stand of iris that are not blooming, and they think that it's a fertilizer issue. But in reality, it may have just overgrown its space in the garden itself. So really the division of this is not every year, right? But maybe every 3-5 years, would you say?
Every 2 to 3 to 5.
So really when you talk about that, then it may not be a fertilizer issue. It may be more of a division issue. So if you divide the way you described, then you may see those increase of blooms next spring. And so that was the problem. It was just too crowded and not enough energy, not enough space to send out that beautiful bloom.
But the first question that I always ask when people say, oh, they're not blooming, is where are they planted? Mm. And that's the whole key to really to iris production is location, location, location. You want to have them in a sunny place, a place where they are going to get at least 6 to 8 hours of sun a day. Afternoon shade is not deep shade, but filtered shade is okay. But they need that for bloom production. And if you have them in a very soggy place, they do not like to get their feet wet. Don't do that.
So that's why our desert is a great place to grow iris. And there's also another great opportunity for people that want to buy iris in the time that we have left. You want to share an upcoming sale that's happening in our area?
Yes, the Mesilla Valley Iris Society, which is based in Las Cruces, New Mexico, is having their annual rhizome sale at the Mesilla Valley Mall on September 10th and 11th. And you can go on their website and find out what the times are for those dates.
Wonderful. That's September 10th and 11th next weekend at the Mesilla Valley Mall with the local Iris Society, where you're able to get a lot of great selection of rhizomes at great budget-friendly prices as well, right? You were telling us.
That's right.
Those could be really expensive.
Yes, if you order through a catalog, they are quite pricey. So give some support to our local Iris Society and join the Iris Society.
Absolutely. That's great. Gosh, Helen, you have such a great information and great focus that you've been involved in with the Iris Society for so many years now. And we sure appreciate you sharing this with the Master Gardeners, with the public, and now on Good to Grow. So we really appreciate you being here. Will you come back next spring and tell us about how to get our, what to look for with our iris blooms?
I'd be happy to, Denise. It was a real pleasure to be here with you.
Wonderful. We want to thank you for being here again, and thank you for listening to today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jen Petterzelka.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.